Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Oh, I feel good today. It's almost like it's Christmas morning here in the sports betting community. What's good, everybody? This is the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it is not close. Now, why do I feel so good today? Well, I'll get to that in just a second, but as always, we are the most transparent show in sports betting as well. We take a look at what we did on Monday, the epitome of ho-hum day, 4-4, so you lose a little bit of juice, a nice first 5 cash by the counselor. No sweat. They had like 9 runs in the first 5 innings. Now, you're wondering why I'm such in a good mood today, because this is when our season starts. We divide our year into 2 parts, the NFL season and the non-NFL season. And later today at 4 p.m. Eastern time, that's right, we are back with week 1 mega preview. We go through every single game, game by game, the stoic one, R.J. White, the maestro, Larry Hartstein, and our 5-tool player, A.B., and myself every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, which means for the NFL season, Early Edge and 5 will be going away. We only have so many people. That's the way it goes. So without further ado, let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them, you love them, and all 3 are going to be around for the NFL season. They're going nowhere. Zach Attack, live from Las Vegas, is here. Mikey B is here. The Sniper is here. And I don't know. Today, none of you were on the show yesterday, so who gets the 15 seconds? Well, Sniper, your boy Buckets is on a plane right now to Japan, so I'm going to give you the 15 seconds today.
Well, I'm going to do it in honor of my favorite counselor and say that since he's not here to give us the jersey number thing, I'll say that we are Matt Ryan, Doug Flutie, Aaron Brooks, Tim Couch, David Akers, Rob My Baronis days away from the NFL season. How's that for a list?
That's a great 15 list. Seconds. Oh, people don't know. A lot of people don't know. Chris Berman's office was right next. We were right next to each other when I was at ESPN. And the first time, like, it's like an icon walking up with all the nicknames and all
you
the
hear that booming voice.
Oh God, it was amazing. He was such a good dude. Such a good dude. He's still alive. Don't even. He's still alive.
Yeah, that sounded like I started to think about it for a second. Like,
no, he's still alive. He's still kicking it. He's still kicking it. All right, gentlemen, we've got a lot to get to today. So we're going to start with picking the prop. And last night, I think we picked like 4 correctly. It was incredible last night. Kyle Schwarber going yard again. That's what we do. So here's where it starts. Aaron Judge, Julio Rodriguez of the Mariners. They seem like they're cooling off just a little bit. Mets, Peter Alonso. Christian Walker, who went yard a couple of games ago. Yordan Alvarez, plus 400. So, Sniper, let's start with you today, big boy. Where are we going?
So, people who haven't been watching the show throughout the summer might not know this, but I am obsessed with talking about familiarity with a pitcher when it comes from the hitter's perspective, because when you're in the box, there's no substitute for knowing what the pitcher's stuff looks like firsthand. Pete Alonso has not seen any pitcher in the majors more than Patrick Corbin, who is on the mound for the Nationals today. He has 52 career plate appearances against Corbin. He's hitting .326 with a .721 slugging against Corbin. Corbin has allowed 27 homers this year. That's a lot. 24 of those to right-handed batters. Mr. Alonso bats right-handed. So I'm going to go with Christian Walker. No, I'm going to go with Pete Alonso, obviously. And a fun fact. 6 times in Mets history, a player has hit 40 home runs in a season. Carlos Beltran, Todd Hundley, Mike Piazza, Pete Alonso.
I love Chick-fil-A nuggets on a Tuesday. They're so tasty. Now, Zach Attack, talk to me. Where are we going?
I'm going to go with the second player on the list, and Julio Rodriguez. I think his hot stretch continues. He's had a couple home runs recently, and he hasn't seen the pitcher that's pitching today, but it is a called-up pitcher with Brandon Williamson start being skipped because of COVID-19. So I'll go with Julio Rodriguez on the short odds of plus 250.
Yeah, they need to get going back again. They had a torrid hot streak. Then they kind of cooled off. Now we need him to kind of lead the charge. Mikey B, big boy, what are we talking about?
Yeah, Sniper so eloquently put a lot of the great Alonso stats. I'm going with Pete Alonso, too. I'll just add two more. He has a .573 slugging percentage against lefties this season and a .574 slugging percentage on the road. So we got a bad lefty on the road, Pete Alonso, plus 350.
All right, Peter Alonso. We've got a little Julio Rodriguez, but you come here for our board. But before we do that, we're starting to ramp things up. I tell you this all the time, but now we're starting to prove it. We've got shows all day long on CBS Sports HQ. And the Early Edge family, I got a call the other day. They said, Coach, we want more. I said, where do you want more? They said, here.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tim Wright, it's all sports all day long. And the crew, where are they going to be today? Well, it looks a little something like this. 6 p.m. Eastern, getting you set for the night in sports. AB, Zach Attack, Maestro. Then primetime scoreboard at 7 p.m. Eastern now. M Squared and our girl, Mackenzie Brooks. You don't think you can come right out of college and be a part of the crew? Yeah, just call Kenzie Brooks and ask her how it's done. Then our overnight. Our overnight. 11 p.m. Eastern, the Sniper. Sniper, did you set your alarm clock to wake up to do HQ?
Oh, no, I'll still be up. I mean, I think it's going to be around 11. That's nothing. I'm usually up till 2. I sleep in the off season. We're good now.
That's why you're part of the crew, baby. That's it. Zach, what are you talking about at 6 o'clock tonight?
We're going over some college football games and then just some of the MLB slate.
I like
with
it.
With AB.
With AB, man, that man never stops working. You guys never stop working all the time. All right, let's get into it because we got to talk about our board today because I feel really good. I feel really good about where we're headed today. Let's build that stack to get ready for Thursday night because you know there's going to be a ton of plays on our Thursday night primetime show. So, Mikey B, if I need a good start, I know I can come to you. What do we got today?
Yeah, we're all excited about football, but I'm still locked in on baseball here, and I got two picks for tonight. We're going to do first the Phillies and Padres over 8.5 runs at minus 120. This line has moved to 9 in a lot of books. I still like the over. These two teams combined for 16 runs Monday. The Padres are going to start Pedro Avila, who's given up 11 runs and 7 in the third innings in his last two outings. He was also bad at AAA. AAA, he had an 8.57 ERA. And a 1.85 whip over 19 appearances. That is not good. The Phillies are going to start Michael Lorenzen. He has not been good since he had that no-hitter. He's given up 15 runs over his last 15 innings since then. Their bullpen has not been good lately, which has contributed to them allowing an average of 6.3 runs over their last 7 games. I think we got plenty of runs on both sides here. Over 8.5 if you're a Sportsline member. Over 9, over 9.5. Take it. Then we're going to go to the Orioles and the Angels. I'm going to take the Orioles on the money line at minus 152. The Angels, they're basically playing off the string at this point. They've lost 4 in a row. They lost a lot of guys on waivers. They're dealing with a lot of injuries, the most notable of which last night, Shohei Ohtani suffered an oblique injury. He did not play. Reports after the game, he's going for more testing. That's not good news. Considering they're out of it, I would not be surprised if he sits not only tonight, but we might not see him again this season. This is going to be tough for the Orioles. They're going against – this is going to be tough for Reed Detmers going against the Orioles. They've scored the eighth most runs in baseball. He has a 5.01 ERA. Phillies are 44 and 25 – the Orioles are 44 and 25 on the road. I'm stumbling all over the place, Coach, but I'm on the Orioles. Let's go Orioles money line.
It's because the pick is so good that you want to get to the end because you want to get to the pay window.
I'm all thrown off. I'm surprised my kids are still quiet upstairs. I'm just so excited to get through this. Let's go Orioles. You
know, they're like banging on the door. If people only knew what we go through. If they only knew what we go through. By the way, you guys know I have a weekly segment on ESPN Radio out here, and it's the Angels flagship station. And you would have thought the world has ended because of their last month. It is awful, awful, awful. I would bet that up to minus 200. I really, really would. All right, Zach Attack. I'm looking at one play tonight, and a lot of people in the chat, they're asking about the Dodgers in Miami, and you're attacking that game. How?
Yeah, I've got to go with the strikeout prop with Clayton Kershaw under 4.5 Ks, Coach. The odds are plus 115 to plus 120, depending on the book that you look at. You look at Clayton Kershaw, he's been an automatic under on his K prop since returning from the IL, and the offering has adjusted. It started off at 6.5 strikeouts against the Colorado Rockies. We saw his last start against the Arizona Diamondbacks was a full strikeout, lower 5.5 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He did finish with 5, but went under as well. And what you're seeing with Clayton Kershaw is he's just not pitching a lot of innings. He's going to average 3, 4, 5 innings. They're not going to overwork him because they're going to use him for the postseason, obviously. So books have dropped to 2 strikeouts lower now to 4.5 strikeouts. I'm still saying he's going to go under his last start. He went in his max range of 5 innings against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he's facing a Miami Marlins team that averaged just 4 strikeouts their prior series against starting pitching. So I'll play the under 4.5 Ks at a plus payout.
Yeah, their vibe hasn't been very good either after that weekend series with the Braves. So I like this one a lot. Protect the player, protect the pitcher. You know, some place that they don't always do that, but they're trying to get better, and that's the NFL. And at CBS, where we get to work, oh, we're excited because now this is our bread and butter. This leads the charge right here, the NFL, on CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I was just thinking, NFL on Paramount Plus, Transformers on Paramount Plus. What would you guys think about The Early Edge on Paramount Plus?
What a trifecta.
Love it.
Just a thought. Just a thought. All right. So much activity going on in the chat today. So much discussion over things that mean nothing. Let's relax just a little bit. Now, I don't do this every day. You guys know me. Only when I can kind of fit it in and I find games that I really like. And for some reason today, as I looked at the slate, as I did my hashtag next level baseball capping, I've already proven myself in soccer. I got 3 big plays today. I'm going to Twins over the Guardians. They're in a first-place team. They're playing great. And you're going to give me minus 109 with Sonny Gray on the mound? I don't even care where he's pitching at. I'm going to take that. The Twins have been playing really good baseball, and I think they want to increase that lead over the Guardians. Play number two, I'm going to go with the Royals on the money line, backing up the Maestro from just 24 hours ago when the Royals scored 18,000 runs against the White Sox. Usually when you say Dylan Cease is on the mound in the past, that's been a good thing. But his last 3 outings, 6 innings, 5 runs, 4 1/3, 9 runs, 4 2/3, 5 runs. I might even sprinkle a little bit on the first 5 on the Kansas City Royals. They're playing pretty good baseball as of late. Take them on the money line as well. Then the Cubs, minus 145 over the Giants. Kyle Hendricks, he's been solid. But this is about the Giants having to travel. The Giants are worn out. They had a big series against the Padres over the weekend. And this is about the Cubs pushing their way into the playoffs. I lean into hot teams when we get to September. Forget about the teams that have nothing to play for. All three of these, except for the Royals, have a lot to play for. See there? Royals are playing for, I don't know, sniper, draft picks, maybe. But my other two make sense. My other two make sense. All right, now.
Well, I'm flying the W right now since you picked the Cubs. And I was in Wrigley yesterday to see the W be flown.
Were you really?
Yes.
It was electric yesterday. Fun game.
Yeah, Steele was dealing. Suzuki hit a home run early, got some tack on insurance run late. About the best you can ask for as a fan. Plus, shortest game I've ever been to. It was 1 hour and 59 minutes.
Wow, Zach, go.
I've got a quick comment on Justin Steele and his Cy Young odds because my buddy's a big Cubs fan as well. After his last start, books left it out there 20-1. He's like, I'm getting honest. And then it changed like 2 hours later to plus 400. Now it's plus 250 after yesterday.
He's only second behind Blake Snell right now.
But they left that up at 20-1, and a lot of people got on it.
Who did? Which book?
I'm not going to say the name, but it was out there. It was out there.
I almost had you. I mean, that's very, very interesting. Somebody's getting a call this morning. That's amazing. 20-1. If you had, tell you all the time, pay attention. Look for those spots. Zach, thank you. All right. Now, before I get to the sniper, I've never been more serious about what you need to do than right here, right now. We talk about it over the summer all the time, but we want you not only to feel included, but to be armed with the very best information that you can get because the NFL is everything. So I'm going to do you a solid right here, right now. If you are not a Sportsline member, come be a part of the family. 60% off for your first 3 months. It's right there. Promo code COACH. And we're going to take you all the way into December with that. After that, you're talking about 10 bucks, but you get everybody, everything, all the articles, the simulations, the picks, the reason for the picks. There's no better place in sports betting than Sportsline. Let's make it happen right now. Sniper is one of those crew members that you can get his picks there an hour before the show. But you got to be a member. Sniper, you're up.
I've got one play today. It's going to be Brandon Woodruff against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, the Pirates beat the Brewers last night. Now the Cubs are sneaking up on the Brewers after taking 2 of 3 from them last week. It's only 2.5 in the NL Central. The Brewers really need this one. I think Brandon Woodruff is going to work late into the game. Maybe you want to take a look at his win prop. I know that's plus money. Maybe you want to take a look at his over on outs recorded because I do think he's going to go deep in the game. I'm zeroing in on the strikeouts. Here he struck out 19 in his last two games combined, 9 against the Pirates last time he saw them. Last September he strung together 4 straight 10 strikeout games. He's a strong dude. I think he's going to get stronger as we go deeper into September here with the pennant race coming. Pirates have been top 10 in strikeout rate against right-handed pitching all season, top 10 in strikeout rate since the All-Star break in all of baseball. So I like a lot of K's here from Brandon Woodruff. Shop this one a little bit. I think I saw somebody in the chat mention it was minus 105 somewhere. Maybe we could even get even money, but I like over to 8, maybe 9, maybe get up into double digits there if you want a ladder.
Wow. The ladder. The specialty of the sniper.
An AMAG special. AMAG. I don't want to steal his thunder. That's an AMAG special.
You guys are 1-2. You guys are one in the same.
Absolutely.
You've become an incredible duo. An incredible duo for us at the brand. Real quick, Russell in the chat says, Coach, as a new subscriber, how do I get on the list to get the picks early? Well, guess what, Russell? You're on the list because it goes into the games that the guys pick before the show. So all you got to do is go and look at the games, look at baseball, football, whatever you want. And if there's a pick there from the show, it'll be in the game. It's that easy. You're already on the list.
Coach, he can also turn on his notifications following his favorite cappers, and it'll get sent right to his phone when we post one. How exciting is that, Coach? And you're telling me that's only $10 a month and you can get that for 60% off for a quarterly plan?
Quite the tease there, Mikey B. Quite the tease. Gotcha. I do get a little fired up because we are the leaders in this business. And when you see people charging thousands of dollars for their picks, it just irritates me. it just irritates me. It just does.
I had to pay for pizza at my kid's summer camp. It was $6 a kid for one day, for one lunch for pizza. So my two kids cost $12 for pizza lunch, and you can get Sportsline for a whole month for $10. Coach, if that doesn't say it, I don't know what does.
It's better than summer camp with his kids.
Pizza. Better than summer camp pizza.
Come on. Come on. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here's the recap, courtesy of the Snake, always doing the hard work behind the scenes. Mikey B., I love this play. I really, really do. Phillies Padres over 8.5, minus 120. Then the Orioles out here on the West Coast, 20 minutes. I may go to the game tonight. Who knows? Minus 152. Because the juice, Mikey B.,
is worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. And today is one of those days. One play from Zach Attack live from Sin City. Everybody's flying in to play the Circa Millions. Everybody wants to be a part of the NFL season. He's staying in baseball. Clayton Kershaw, under 4.5 Ks, plus 115. They're going to start protecting players with just a few weeks left in the season. Then Matt Sniper Snyder. Brandon Woodruff, over 7.5 Ks. The Brewers have been hard to bet on. So let's attack the game this way. Last night, Corbin Burns gets beat. Are you kidding me? And then if you want to cash with the coach, you're going to do with these three today. Twins money line minus 109 over the Guardians. Royals money line minus 118 over the White Sox. The Cubs money line minus 145 over the Giants. And a reminder, we have worked tirelessly. Me, AB, and Snake putting the schedule together for the fall, and it starts today. Today is the new schedule, and it is 10 a.m. every single day, 7 days a week. We will continue to be the only sports betting brand that's on 7 days a week, but Early Edge and Five goes away today. Look at that, 4 p.m. Eastern, same time as that show, our NFL weekly mega preview with RJ White, Maestro, and AB, and myself. Take a screen grab of that. Put it into your brains because that's how you're going to catch tickets all fall long. We love it. We love it. Damn it. Do we love it? But with all that being said, I want you all to have a great day. Pay it forward. Bring all your friends to the family because there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. Ryan Tiger, Lebo, Zach Attack, Mikey B., Sniper, Snake, always on the ones and the twos. I am simply the coach, trying to keep this train on said track. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's truly what we're all about right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.